Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Path of Faith in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to discuss a road to forgiveness. Inshallah, Azawajal, before we dive deep into our today's discussion, let's first and foremost recite Salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In a beautiful hadith, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, it is stated on page 363 of the book Hikayatain aur Nasihatain, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing wing of Dawat Islami. Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar, rahimahullah ta'ala, stepped onto the pulpit to deliver a speech to the people, and his speech brought about intense fear of the divine punishment. He scolded people for committing sins. Shaken up, people left in a very worried state. A sinful young man was also present in that gathering and was deeply troubled due to his sins and contemplating about his death and being lowered into the grave. Upon returning, it seemed that his heart was greatly influenced by that powerful speech. He now had deep remorse for his sins and sincerely repented. He presented himself before his mother and requested that, "Oh, my dear mother, you wanted me to abandon disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal and wicked fun and pleasure. I give it all up from today." He added that, "I attended the blessed congregation of Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahimahullah ta'ala and regret sinning." The mother said, "Oh my dear son, all praise are due to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has made you return gracefully towards righteousness and pulled you away from sins. And I have a firm conviction that due to my crying in your favor, certainly Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy and favor upon you by accepting you." She then asked, "My dear son, what was your condition whilst listening to that thought-provoking speech?" In response, he recited some verses of poetry. He said, "I have begged for repentance and I have become obedient, scolding myself. My heart was unlocked when the addresser drew the attention of my heart towards divine obedience. Oh my dear mother, will my Lord Azza wa Jal accept me despite my sinful life? If my Lord Allah Azza wa Jal makes me return with failure and frustration, or does not allow me to be present in his court, then I will be destroyed." That young man would observe fasts during the day, and he would stay awake, engaged in worship during the nights. He became weak and frail. His bones had dried, and his color went pale. His mother once brought a bowl of sattu, a blend of cereal powder and flour, and said to him, "I make you sway by Allah Azza wa Jal. Drink this. Your body has gone through a great struggle." Obeying his mother, when he took the bowl in his hand, he started crying anxiously and began to remember the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is stated in the glorious Quran, and these are the words he remembered: يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ. He will sip it with difficulty but be unable to swallow. He then broke down into sobs and fell onto the ground. He passed away on the spot. Dear brothers, a young man preoccupied in committing sins attended a congregation and listened to a thought-provoking bayan which had brought such a madani revolution in his heart that he engaged in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and devotion all night long. He would observe fast in the day, and even after seeking true repentance, he would always feel regret over his past sins due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He departed from this world in the same condition. Through this parable, we have learned that attending a blessed gathering is a great privilege, bringing abundant rewards, where different people are privileged to seek forgiveness. We should also attend the Sunnah-inspiring weekly Ijtama'at of Da'wat Islami, as well as collectively participating in the weekly Madani Muzakara, which is the question and the answer session hosted by His Eminence Amir Rasulullah Da'wat Barakatumul Aliyah. Alhamdulillah, these blessed gatherings contain the Madani bouquet of the recitation of the glorious Quran, recitation of Naat and poetry that specifically praises the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sunnah inspiring bayan and speech, a deep emotional and touching dua and supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, followed by salawat and salam and madani pearls of Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliyah, which are full of wisdom and inspiration. These blessed congregations are not only the source of acquiring ilm-e-deen, but they also enable us to learn the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, along with earning virtues, seeking forgiveness for sins, and acting upon the sunnah. Tu gunaho ko maaf kar Allah, meri maqbool maazirat farma, Mustafa ka wasila toba par, tu inayat mudawamat farma. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are countless and infinite. He Azza wa Jal forgives all the wrongdoings of His bondmen. Therefore, we should also refrain from committing sins and have a firm niyyah and intention to always sincerely repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, sincere repentance is only achieved if we act upon its three conditions. What is a sincere repentance? Oh, for example, it is called Tawbatun Nasuha. Pillars of repentance are three. Number one, feeling regret over past sins. Number second, abandoning sins. And third, making a firm resolution not to commit sins again. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, he has stated that true repentance means immediately abandoning the sin, having deep regret and remorse for having done the sin, and acknowledging that the sin is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make a firm resolution not to commit it again and carry out possible recompense for it. So, keeping in view the conditions of repentance, we should never stop repenting. If any sin is committed, with humility and absolute humbleness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, immediately seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is committed again, then seek forgiveness again. If again it is committed, then seek forgiveness, keeping in mind the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal each time. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will develop a mindset of refraining from sins. Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Usman Taymi rahimahullah, he has related that there was a very great sinner whose days and nights passed by in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was drowned in the ocean of sins, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended good for him and made him realize his wrongdoings. When Allah Azza wa Jal intends good for any of his bondmen, he Azza wa Jal blesses him with the privilege of regret and repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted mercy to this person. He was then deeply ashamed of his sins, the curtains of negligence lifted from his eyes. He pondered over his many sins and decided that now he should seek repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hence, he said to his wife that I am going to repent from all my past sins and I will seek forgiveness in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He Azza wa Jal is the most merciful and the most gracious. He Azza wa Jal will certainly forgive me. I am now going in search of such a person who is able to intercede on my behalf in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying that, he set out towards the desert. Upon reaching the deserted area, he called out loudly, O earth, you be my intercessor in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. O sky, you be my intercessor in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. O innocent angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, at least you must intercede for me. He continued crying and saying to everything to intercede for him. Finally, due to excessive crying, he fell unconscious, stumbled and fell to the ground. His method of repentance over his sins was accepted graciously, and an angel was sent towards him who picked him up, dusted his head, then said, O bondman of Allah, I have glad tidings for you. Your repentance has been accepted in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And upon this, he became overjoyed and said, May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon you. Who will intercede for me in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Who will be my intercessor there? Then the angel replied, Your fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is such a blessed act, which itself will be your intercessor. And this admired method of repentance of yours will intercede for you in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Thousands of praises for this young man, that he was completely overpowered by the fear of being ashamed in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to all his sins. He then sought true repentance and went in search of his intercessor to intercede for him in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Through one of the angels, Allah Azza wa Jal sent him the glad tidings of acceptance of his repentance. Surely, those fortunate ones who truly attain the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, they remain in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public and private, in every condition and state, and they try to refrain from committing sins. Indeed, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal plays an important part in the salvation of our hereafter. Because the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great source of motivation to perform worship and to refrain from forbidden acts. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated, Ra'sul hikmati makhafatullah. The fear of Allah is the source of wisdom. Therefore, it is sheer foolishness to fall prey to negligence by indulging in worldly pleasures and pursuits. Remember, our salvation lies in acting upon the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should accumulate virtues and refrain from committing sins. The fear of Allah azza wa jal is the most crucial part for a Muslim in order to achieve this great aim, as it is stated in the sacred Quran, وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, and fear me if you have faith. Commenting on this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated that Iman, meaning faith, implies that the bondman should have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Allah Azza wa Jal would say, take those out of the fire who would have ever remembered me or were absorbed by my fear at any place. the greatest and the holiest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the one who fears Allah azza wa jal, everything fears him, and one who fears anything other than Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal makes him afraid of everything. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes fear of the hidden plan of Allah azza wa jal, fear of his autonomy, fear of his displeasure, fear of his severity, fear of his punishment, fear of divine wrath, as well as the fear of losing faith, iman, etc. are all part of the fear of Allah azza wa jal. For detailed information about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the fear of Allah azza wa jal, the highest level of fear, the lower level of fear, and the minimum fear one should have, the result of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of fearing Allah azza wa jal, the virtues of crying with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, methods of acquiring the fear of Allah azza wa jal, the fear of Allah azza wa jal that the blessed Prophet alayhi wasalam and Sayyidul Anbiya, the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, possessed, fear of Allah azza wa jal of the blessed angels, the fear of Allah azza wa jal of the blessed Sahaba, fear of Allah azza wa jal of the blessed saints rahimahumullah, and along with some verses on how to increase the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look no further than reading Ihya Ulumuddin volume 4, which is a publication of Maktabatul Madina. Remember to just read or listen to the reality of the grave, hereafter, judgment day, and then being afraid and shedding some tears are not sufficient. Along with that, carrying out practical requirements, abandoning sins, and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are extremely important acts for seeking success in the hereafter. Those who refrain from committing sins due to the fear of Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them and makes them His beloved and favorite bondmen. This is the practical and the functional way of inculcating the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, and let our lives be ruled by the divine fear of Allah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala was an ordinary person. He fell in love with a slave girl. He was so infatuated by her at once, he waited outside her house in the extreme cold just to have a look at her. He stood there all night long till dawn. He later came to his senses and regretted having wasted the entire night for a slave girl and gained nothing in return. If only this night would have been spent in praying and worshipping. This thought had brought about an overwhelming transformation in his heart, and a Madani revolution took place within his life. He, rahimahullah, made sincere repentance. He got rid of the dull love of this slave girl and attained the high status of wilaya and sainthood in a very short period of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his majesty and dignity to such an extent that once his mother approached an orchard in search of him, she saw him sleeping and a snake was driving the flies away from his blessed body. Subhanallah, may Allah azza wa jal have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear brothers, we have just witnessed the intense fire of love smoldering in the heart of a young man and how Allah Azza wa Jal showered His mercy upon him. He sought true repentance, absorbed himself in divine love, and attained the status of wilaya and sainthood. Mundane and artificial love is such a strange thing that the one who gets caught up in it just once, his escape from it is very difficult. These days, there is a rapidly growing trend of mundane love. The main cause of it is that most Muslims do not have essential Islamic knowledge and are drifting away from a religious environment. This has also caused a flood of sins everywhere. Watching love stories and dramas on TVs and the internet, etc., reading novels, monthly magazines, digests, romantic fictions, and exaggerated love related news published in newspapers, attending coeducational classes at colleges and universities, and freely mixing with the opposite sexes, meeting and talking to non-mahram relatives are the causes of mundane love amongst the youth of today. At first, love is from one side, and when the other person is informed about it, sometimes they also fall in love, leading to a severe storm of sins. These lovers then engage in shameless conversations over the phone, even meeting each other, exchanging letters and gifts and so on, and secretly promising to marry each other. If their family members stop them or cause any hurdle in their way, they sometimes elope, and the news of them running away together is published in newspapers, causing disgrace to the families. And later on, they get married by some court, and furthermore, if they are unable to escape, they commit suicide. These types of news are often published in the newspapers. Sometimes the prestige and honor of a family is ruined when this artificial and mundane love appears in the form of a court marriage, or sometimes if lovers have failed to run away, they commit suicide as the last resort. This news is commonly found in the newspapers today. Mohabbat ghair ke dil se nikalo ya Rasulullah, mujhe apna hi deewana bana lo ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear brothers, the sunnah of nikah is the best source of warding off artificial love. Now, this is now the antidote to the artificial love and to this infatuation. Let's inshallah azza wa jalla listen to some virtues of nikah from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that one who loves my way should act upon my sunnah, and nikah is also from my sunnah. In the second hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that a woman is married for four things: number one, wealth; number two, family status; three, beauty; and fourth is for her faith and deen. So you should prefer the one who has Islamic faith. And in the third hadith, sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that when one amongst you enters into nikah, marriage, upon that Satan mourns and has deep regret that the son of Adam alayhi salam has protected 2/3 of his faith from me. And in the next hadith, it is mentioned that the one who possesses enough wealth to make nikah but does not do so is not amongst us. The last hadith now: O young people, whoever amongst you can marry should marry, because it helps him lower his gaze and guard his modesty against a strange woman. And whoever is not able to marry should observe fast, as fasting diminishes his sexual urges. It is mentioned in the beautiful dua: Manichi nigahe rakhun kash akthar, ata kar mujhe sharmo haya ya ilahi, ho akhlaq acha ho kirdar sutra, mujhe muttaqi tu bana ya ilahi. Ameen bijahin nabiyil amin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Salih Murri rahimahullah, he has stated that a sitarist, one who plays a musical instrument that has string, so this girl who could play that musical instrument, she passed by a qari of the Blessed Quran who was reciting a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. As he was reciting this verse of the Holy Quran, wa inna jahannama lamuhitatun bil kafirin, and indeed, hell surrounds the disbelievers. Having listened to the blessed verse of the Holy Quran, she threw the sitar, the musical instrument that she had with her, and she screamed loudly, fell unconscious, and collapsed on the ground. Upon regaining her senses, she broke the sitar, the musical instrument, and deeply engaged herself in worshipping and devotion to such an extent that she became popular as a girl who was pious and ascetic. I once said to her, "Be gentle on yourself." Listening to this, she cried and she replied, "Only if I come to know how the dwellers of hell would come out of their graves, how will they cross the bridge of Sirat, how will they attain safety from the horrors of the hereafter, how will they drink the boiling water, and how will they be able to bear the divine wrath." Saying that, she fell unconscious and collapsed on the ground. Upon regaining her senses, she prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Allah, I disobeyed you in my youth, and now obeying your commands in this state of weakness, will you accept my ibadah and worship?" She then took a deep sigh and said, "Alas, the faults of many people will be exposed on the day of judgment." She then gave a piercing scream and burst into tears. Her deep lamentation and cry overpowered all the people who were present there to such an extent that they fell unconscious. Ab mere nakhul mahshar mein naam sattar hai tera ya rab besabab bakhsh de na pooch amal naam ghaffar hai tera ya rab sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, now sometimes you may think that I have committed so many sins, but we forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Ghafoorur Rahim, He is Ghaffar, He is Sattar. Do not ever underestimate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If sins may be equal to the formed in the oceans, if they are as many as the stars in the sky, our Rabb Azza wa Jal, the most merciful Rahim and Rahman Rabb Azza wa Jal, is the most compassionate Rabb Azza wa Jal, who would forgive all these sins. One drop of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would suffice for all our sins. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all to make sincere tawbah in the beautiful month of Ramadan and make a promise to oneself and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to never commit those sins again, and always be on the side of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from now until death. Ameen bijahi an-nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.